Hey, this is Mitch Rose. I'm the lead pastor of City Hills Church, and this is our podcast. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope this message encourages you, it inspires you, it challenges you to live your best life. Take a listen. Here's this week's message. Here's what I know about you. I said it last week. It's true again this week. That God has called you to do something with your life. You are not just called to take, you're called to contribute. Amen, everybody? You're called to be something with your life. You're called to build some things in your life. You're called to grow some things in your life. You're called to be a person of expansion, not just staying where you are. If you are where you were last year at this time, then you're not growing. If your marriage is in the same spot, if your spiritual life is in the same spot, if your prayer life's in the same spot, if the things in your life, if your career, if you're not expanding and growing, you're not doing what God's called us to do. God's called us to be people of growth and of expansion. And I think that Nehemiah is one of the best stories in all of the Bible about this idea. Nehemiah, you know this, the cupbearer to the king of Persia. And he goes to the king of Persia and says, my homeland, Jerusalem, is in shambles. There have been a remnant of people that went back to Jerusalem to try to rebuild it. They haven't gotten far. They have no wall around the city, and they are vulnerable, and they are desperate for help. And Nehemiah says, will you send me back to my homeland so that I can rebuild some stuff in my life? Let me pause here and tell you, it's never too late to go home and start over. Shout a better amen to that. It's never too late to start over. It's never too late to come back to God. It's never too late to build a marriage that honors God. It's never too late to give your life to the Lord. It's never too late to start over with God. Shout amen to that. So Nehemiah says, let me go back and I want to start over and I want to rebuild some stuff in my life. And we said last week that Nehemiah has four characters that I think God's demanding of each of us. And I'd invite you in to that Nehemiah mindset. We said there are four things God wants you to be. Here they are. You say them out loud after I say them. God wants you to be a servant and a leader and a builder. Say it like you mean it. And a fighter. A servant, leader, builder, fighter. Y'all did it without me. Servant, leader, servant, a leader, a builder, and a fighter. You want a better marriage? Serve your way to a better marriage. You want a better family? Be the leader God's called you to be in your family. A servant, a leader, a builder, and a fighter. What kind of church is this? This is a church full of servants and leaders and builders. And servants and leaders. I'm going to do it till you say it. Servants and leaders. Now listen, last week, I got to keep going. Y'all were going to keep going. Last week I told you about being a servant and a leader. I got a simple message for you today about being a builder and a fighter. A builder and a fighter. Are you ready for God's word? Shout, I'm ready. Nehemiah 4 verse 13. Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places. I don't have time to teach all of God's word to you, but look up at me. This is why you need a small group, because when things are torn down in your life, you need to learn how to station some people at the lowest points where you are the most exposed. You need some people in your life that say, hey, I'll fill in the gap where you can't. I'll show up when you can't. I'll hold your arms up when you can't. I'll pray for you when you can't. I'll help you when you can't. Say amen. Amen. So I stationed some people there, posting them by their, everybody shout, families. Yes. And with their families, they had spears and swords and bows. Verse 14. After I looked things over, I stood up and I said to the nobles, the officials, the rest of the people, don't be afraid of them. If I have a message for you over the last 4 years, by the way, we are celebrating 4 years. I don't know if y'all remember that when the whole world shut down and y'all fought over toilet paper. You remember that? Still don't know why y'all wanted so much toilet paper, but if there's anything I could tell you, it may be the message I preach till Jesus comes back, is don't be afraid of them. You don't have to be afraid of them. The world's getting worse and worse, but that just means Jesus is on his way back. We are not full of fear. We don't have to be afraid. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And if God be for us, who could dare be against us? Don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome. Now underline this in your Bibles and fight for your families. Fight for your families. Parents, listen, this is a fight. You can't just drop them off in the morning at 8 o'clock and expect the public school system to instill the values that raises godly children. This is a fight. We are in a fight. We are not fighting against school boards or curriculum. We're fighting for the souls of our children. And if you're going to raise godly families in the 21st century, you're going to have to fight for your families. Fight for your sons. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your wives. And fight for your home. Skip down to verse 16. And so the officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah. I want you to catch this. All the people are up on the wall, rebuilding. Teams are on the wall. Families are on the wall. And the officers are behind them, cheering them on, telling them, you can do it. God's got you. God's on your side. Nothing shall harm you. Everything's going to work out. God's with us. God's making it happen. The officers are posted there, and they're behind all the people who are building the wall. Here it is. And those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other hand. Everybody who was building did their work with one hand and held a weapon. I'm going to do it again so y'all make that noise. All the nerds sit over here on this side. Only in Texas do you have a real sword. But I got one. Listen. He said they held a hammer, a trowel, a paintbrush. They were working with one hand. They were fighting with the other hand. Building with one hand, fighting with the other hand. Verse 18, and each of the builders, everybody shout builders. Each of the builders wore his sword at his side while he worked. Builders and fighters, shout it. Builders and fighters. Builders and fighters, builders and fighters, builders and fighters. We are past the point in our culture, my brothers and sisters, when you can pick and choose what you're going to be. I'm just going to be lukewarm. I'm just going to sit back. I'm just going to see how this thing plays out. No, I'm going to start building what I want to see and fighting for what I believe in. We are not in the time of our lives where we can just let life happen to us. If I'm going to have a marriage that honors God, I'm going to build the marriage that honors God and fight for purity in my marriage. If I'm going to have kids that serve the Lord as teenagers, and I will, come hell or high water, have children that love Jesus and love Jesus, his house and his people. If that's going to happen, it's because I'm building young people and fighting for young people. Why do you need to send your students to summer camp? Because we're building young people and fighting for the future of our young people. Why do you need to bring your kids to everything we do and summer blast this summer? And it's because we're building godly children and fighting for their future. Shout amen to that, everybody. Builders. Do it again. There they are. Just a few right up front. Shout builders and fighters. Builders and fighters. Builders and fighters. I want to teach you how to be. Did I hold it right this time? Last service, I held it, almost cut my own ear off last service. We almost had a miracle right here. Somebody had to put my ear back on. Let me teach you this principle that transformed my ministry. I've been in ministry 25 years now, and this is the single thing that transformed my ministry, the biggest, had the most profound impact, and it's this: that spirituality and a successful faith-filled life is not a life of either or. It is a life of both and. And we live in this culture that's trying to convince you, you got to be either this or you got to be that. You either have to be this way or you have to be that way. You either have to have a powerful, life-giving, people falling out, talking in tongues, miracles everywhere, swinging from the light post kind of church. There's a few of us, that's how we were raised. Or you got to be quiet, reserved, study the Greek, study the Hebrew. This is not nice. The lights are too low. It's too loud. I would like to know verse by verse what he's talking about. Now listen, I'm not making fun of either style, but what I am telling you is this. It doesn't have to be either or. Our church can be powerful and it can be practical. Our church can be life-giving and it can be sober in the presence of the Lord. We can have passionate praise and we can have deep moments of worship. We can preach topically about how to overcome anxiety and depression, and we can preach verse by verse through the book of Galatians. We can gather together on Sundays and we can have vibrant small groups and house to house. Our church can be deep and our church can be wide. We can have discipleship and we can be full on evangelist. We can be inspiring and we can be challenging. You can serve every Sunday and sit every Sunday. That was a plug to join the dream team. You can always come to church and always serve a service. Why? Because it's not either or. You are not just a builder and you are not just a fighter. You're going to have to develop the skills in your life to build in one hand and fight in another. That I can come to church and get everything I need inspirationally, and then I can get in God's word and get everything I need practically. That I can raise my hands at some times and bow my knees at some times. That it's both and. That I'm a builder and a fighter. That I'm a builder and a fighter. I'm a builder and a fighter. It's going to take building and fighting to have growth in your life. It's going to take building and fighting to have peace. You can't just go to counseling. You got to put into practice what the counselor told you. It's going to take building and fighting to develop mental health that's stable. It's going to take building and fighting to work in a blended family. If you're in a blended family today, you know this. It's going to take building together and fighting for unity together. If you're coming out of addiction, it's going to take some building blocks. It's going to take some fighting of some urges. If you want to build a healthy marriage, it's going to be building together and fighting together. You got to learn it's both and. The wise man said it like this, write it down. You got to pray as if everything depends on God and then work as if everything depends on me. It's building and fighting. It's building and fighting. It's saying, God, you can do anything, but I'm going to get up tomorrow. I'm going to fight for what I need. I'm going to build the life God's called me to build. I'm going to build my own peace. I'm going to build some joy back into my home. I'm going to build up my most holy faith. Are you with me, everybody? It's building and it's fighting. Let me give you those two things and then I'll pray for us. To be a builder, to be a builder, to be a builder, you got to learn how to build the right things in your life. God expects growth in every area of your life. God expects fruitfulness over faithfulness. Are you with me, everybody? When the master comes back, he is not concerned at whether you kept the talent. He's concerned that you multiplied the talent I gave you. What did you do with what I gave you? Were you fruitful with it? Did you grow something in your life? Your spiritual life should be growing. You should be maturing in your life
that you don't act the same way, talk the same way, think the same way, look the same way, have the same friends that you had when you got saved. You ought to be growing and maturing in God. Can I get a better amen? You ought to be growing. You look back over your life. It's why at City Hills, we ask you for 1 year of your life. Just give me 1 year. And in that 1 year, I want you to do everything. Go all in with God. Bring people to church every Easter, at the movies, and Christmas. Join a small group every semester. 3 semesters a year, join a small group. Get on a dream team. Serve every other week on a dream team. Serve one service, sit one service. Every other week, 26 times a year, serve God's house. Tithe, 10% of your income. Doesn't belong to me, doesn't even belong to the church, it belongs to the Lord. Your tithe is holy unto God. So I'm just going to return it and give it back to God. I'm going to give above and beyond that, my kingdom builder's offering at the end of every year to accelerate the vision and to reach more people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to bring my kids every time there's an event. I'm going to go to camp. We're going to do everything. We're going to come to 21 days of prayer. We're going to do everything we can in that 1 year. And here's my commitment to you. At the end of that year, if your life isn't drastically better, I'll help you find another church. Why? Because God demands growth out of every area of our life. That if you go all in with God, you should be able to look back over your shoulder and go, man, I've been growing here. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I was. Not where I used to be. Not where I started. My marriage is growing. I've been married 24 years. Look into my eyes. I have learned some stuff. How many of y'all been married 20 years or so? Have you learned anything? None of the men, all the men are saying yes. You've got to learn some stuff. You don't stay married, you don't stay happily married very long without learning some stuff. You ought to be growing in your capacity, growing in your love, growing in your passion, growing in your capacity. You ought to be growing, listen to me, in your strength to weather the storms of your life. The stuff that knocked you over last year should not knock you over this year, because I can look back over my life and go, wait a minute, I'm not going to freak out about this, because last time I was in this, God showed up, God came through, God was my supply, God was my answer, God was my provider, God was my healer. So why would I worry today? I'm growing in my faith. Are you with me, everybody? It ought to grow. It ought to grow in your life. You ought to be building some stuff in your life. Some people are praying for God to show up, and God's ready to show up. He's just waiting on you to do something with what He's given you. Most of the time I'm asking God, God, I wish you would move. God, I wish you would show up. God, I wish I could see your hand. And we don't recognize we got a package in the mail from God, because it says on the cover, some assembly required. Are you with me in there? That most of the time, write this in your notes, most of the time, God often answers my prayers with ideas and instructions and commands. That while I'm waiting on God, God's waiting on me. That while I'm asking God, God, help my marriage, God said, I want you to build some stuff in your marriage. God, help my peace, I want you to build some stuff in your peace. God, help my children, I want you to build some stuff in your family. Most of the time from God, it's assembly. Let's be builders together. Let's decide on this Sunday of Holy Week, I'm going to build my life on Jesus Christ. I'm going to build my marriage in Christ. I'm going to build my children in Christ. We're going to build my peace on the Lord. I'm going to build my mental health, my emotional strength. I'm going to build my faith up. I'm going to build church together. We're going to build unity together. We're going to build the next generation together. We are servants, and we are leaders, and we are servants, leaders, builders, fighters. Servants, leaders, builders, fighters. He said, guys, you're going to have to build your portion of the wall for yourself. The Bible said Nehemiah put families at the section of the wall. Can I tell you, it's not my job primarily to build the wall for you. As your pastor, I love you. Brandon, I think about you, talk about you, pray for you. You're our world. You're, aside from our family and children, and you're all we talk about, think about, work on, build. But it is not my job primarily to build the wall for you. You got to learn how on a Tuesday night, when nobody else is around, to grab your Bible and your children and say, we're going to build some stuff in this family ourselves. You're going to have to learn to grab your spouse's hand and say, we're going to build some stuff, not on Sunday morning, but on a Thursday night. We're going to build some stuff together. We're going to build our section of the wall. Are you with me, everybody? We're going to build our own peace together. We're going to build joy together in our family. We're going to build unity together. We're going to build God's great church together. Can I get a better amen? You got to learn how to build for yourself, how to build your section of the wall, how to build some stuff in your life. You got to build your own prayer life and build your own study habits and build your own devotion. You got to own your own spiritual growth. I'm going to build this year. I've just decided. I'm going to build some time in my schedule. I'm going to build some time to pray. I'm going to build some time to fast. I'm going to build some time to be in God's Word. I'm going to build some time to go talk to my neighbors and invite them to Easter. I'm going to be a builder of the wall in my life. Is this okay, everybody? Y'all with me? Builders and fighters. God's answering Nehemiah's prayer with commands, ideas, and instructions. God's answering Nehemiah's plea to go rebuild the city of Jerusalem with an idea and a command and an instruction. And if you're going to build a life that honors God this year, it's going to be because you got up, grabbed a hammer, and put in the work. Almost everything you want from God's on the other side of your obedience. Almost everything you need from God's on the other side of your willingness to say yes. Some of you need to say yes to a small group. Some of you need to say yes to water baptism. Everybody, the week after Easter, the Sunday after Easter, we always baptize new believers. Some of you in the room today, you've never been water baptized. And everything you need from God, that feeling of clean and washed and whole and new life and brand new and new identity, all of that's on the other side of your obedience to get in the water. Everything I need from God's on the other side of my obedience to be a builder in my life. Shout builder. Shout builder. Shout builder. Let's decide to be builders. But while they built, the Bible said, they wore their sword at their side. I think the biggest misconception of Christians is that it's going to come easy. You know, I give my life to the Lord and then things open up. Things get easy. Man, we came to church. I've been coming to church faithful, and we're still fighting in our marriage. Man, I've been tithing, and I'm still struggling. I don't understand. Man, I gave my heart to Jesus, and I've been doing everything I'm supposed to do, and it still feels like it's a fight. Look into my eyes. Let me help you today. The devil is not going to give you one inch of territory without a fight. You gotta be a fighter. Shout fighter. You gotta be a fighter. You gotta learn to fight for what God's promised you. You gotta fight. We don't just accept the doctor's report. We're fighters. We don't just accept what the lawyer said is gonna happen. No, we're fighters. I don't accept what they say about the economy this year. We're going to fight. I'm not just accepting that I'm going to be depressed the rest of my life. I'm just predisposed to depression and darkness. No. I'm going to fight it. Well, I'm going to build some stuff. But I'm going to fight. To my left, if you're online today, you can't see this, but in this service to my left are great dream teamers, the evil sizers. Wave at everybody, Todd and Lisa. Builders and fighters. Builders and fighters. Builders and fighters. Todd, we're not giving up. We're builders and we're fighters together. We don't accept what the doctor says. We are builders and we are fighters. We are builders and we are fighters. By His stripes we are healed. Builders and fighters. Nick Nageli, wave at everybody. Lost his sweet wife. I've watched him over this past year build and fight. Build and fight. Building another life, fighting for his kids. Builders and fighters. Builders and fighters. Andrew and Amanda about to have a baby. Builders and fighters. Builders and fighters. Builders and fighters. Builders and fighters. Alicia Martin, wave at everybody. God saved her life. I was in the ICU. Hooked up to everything. It was over. I was with her family, that daughter and that husband in the hallway hugging one another that we were saying goodbye. But we didn't say goodbye because we're builders and we're fighters. Builders. Anybody else, God rescued you and brought you from a long way? Anybody, God brought you from a long way? Anybody, God brought you? Brett, we're builders and we're fighters. Builders and we're fighters. Jesse, we're builders and we're fighters. I thought it was going to come easy. I thought our family would just come back together. No, not without a fight. I thought I'd just make it through this cancer diagnosis. No, not without a fight. I thought my kids would just serve God all their life. Not without a fight. I thought I could just will my way back into health. Not without a fight. But I've just decided in this season, I will not give up. I'm a builder and I'm a fighter. I'm a builder and I'm a fighter. I'm a builder. I'm a fighter. Give me a hammer in one hand. Give me my sword. I'm going to build my wall and I'm going to fight, 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 fight. Builders and fighters. Builders and fighters. Don't give up. It's always too soon to quit. Somebody came to church today ready to quit. I'm talking to somebody in this room ready to give up, ready to throw in the towel. This is it. I can't do this anymore. I'm pulling for somebody right now. I got notes. I got 5 more pages of stuff, but I'm done preaching because I'm pulling for somebody. The Holy Spirit said, you came to this service today ready to give up. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm done with this. I can't do this anymore. And I came to tell you, we are builders and we are fighters and we don't give up. We're not giving up today. We're not throwing in the towel today. We're not walking away today. We are builders and we are fighters. Builders and fighters. I thought it'd be easy. I thought the devil would just give me my family. No. I thought the devil would just give me my peace. No. I thought the devil would just give me a baby. No, it doesn't happen that way. I'm going to build and I'm going to fight for it. I'm going to build and I'm going to fight for it. Nehemiah stands up in front of the people and he says, remember the Lord who is great. And awesome. I love how he says that. Remember the Lord who's great and awesome. Somebody today needs to hear. You need to remember what the Lord's done in your life. Nehemiah had to remind a bunch of ragtag builders and fighters, hey, God brought us a long way. Hey, God brought us and our ancestors through the Red Sea on dry ground. Hey, God saved all of our people. Hey, God sent a remnant back to Jerusalem. Hey, God rescued us. He split the Red Sea. God led us by a fire by night and gave us manna from heaven. Nehemiah just reminded everybody, hey, God hasn't brought us this far to leave us. remember the Lord, and fight. Remember the Lord and fight. The opposition seems too hard, Pastor. What do I do when I feel like giving up? What do I do when this is my day? I just thought, I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to pray. Write this in your notes as the last thing I'll tell you today. The greater the opposition against you, the greater the opportunity for God to fight for you. Listen to me. Look into my eyes. If it wasn't so desperate, it wouldn't be a miracle. The greater the opposition, the greater the opportunity for God to show up in your life in a marvelous, magnificent way, in a miracle. You say, "What? Well, is it ever going to ease up?" I don't know, but I'm not going to. Is it ever going to get better? I don't know when, but I got a wall to build. We got families to build. We got God's great church to build together. We got the kingdom of God to expand together. We got society and culture, everybody. We're pushing against darkness. Are you with me, everybody? We've got children to raise. We've got a next generation. I got a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. I got Sophia on the front row. I'm not building this for Brandy and I. We're building and fighting for the next generation. I want to hand them a life-giving, powerful, spirit-filled, evangelistic, world-shaping, world-shaking, devil chasing, heaven filling kind of church. I'm a builder and a fighter. I'm a builder and a fighter. Lewis and Jessica Negron been with us since day one, builders and fighters. Built in elementary schools, built in movie theaters, built in a conference center. You want to know something spooky? Try to have church in an empty hotel. I don't know if it's a Holy Ghost or Casper or who was in there, but it was scary. Builders and fighters. Builders and fighters. If you're in church today, you feel like giving up, I want to encourage you. God's called you to build and to fight. Bow your heads, close your eyes all over God's house. If this message is for you, don't wait, don't wait, don't wait. If you felt like giving up, if you just feel like I'm at the end of my rope, I've tied a knot, I've done everything I know how to do, I don't know how to get out of this. If that's you and you want to be included in this prayer, just raise your hand, shoot it high. Shoot it high, tell me. I see you. Keep your hand up, let the Lord say, I see you all over church. Builders and fighters. Lord Jesus, I pray. Come on, open your hands before the Lord. I pray for every person in church today that this message would get a hold of their hearts. God, that it would grip them. It would infuse them with fresh faith that we got a good work to do. We got work to do. We got kids to raise. We got a future to build. We got a world to reach. We got a church to build. We got the kingdom to expand. We got grandkids to help raise. We can't give up now. It's too soon. It's too soon to quit today. We got work to do. I've got purpose on the inside of me. I can't walk away from this marriage. I can't walk away from this business. It's too soon to give up on this. I need to build and to fight. To build and to fight. I pray for a building spirit in our church. I pray for a fighting spirit. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I'm not talking about fighting against other people. I'm talking about fighting for other people. I'm talking about wrestling against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this age and spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm fighting. I'm fighting for a vibrant church. I'm fighting for a life-giving house. I'm fighting for a godly marriage. I'm fighting for my peace back. I'm fighting for healing in my body. I'm fighting against every force of the devil. And I will not give up today. 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 I'll quit another day, but not today. I'll stop building another day, but not today. I know we got to go, but I just can't go. Is anybody feel what I feel? If you feel it, would you just stand and say, I feel what you feel. 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 Come on, open your hands before the Lord. Tell him, I'm not giving up today. I'm not doing it today. I'm going to keep going today. I'm going to keep praying today. I'm going to keep believing today. I'm going to keep going forward today. I'm going to keep doing it today. Come on, pray in the Spirit. Come on, pray till you build up your faith. Build up your faith. Build up your faith. Build up your faith. I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. We're not going away. I'm not quieting down. I'm a builder and a fighter. I'm a builder and a fighter. I'm a builder and a fighter. Stay in this posture. Keep your eyes closed. If you need to come home today, if you need to come back to God, Palm Sunday's the best day. Jesus rides through the Eastern Gate. Well, he'll ride again soon. At the millennial reign, he'll come back through that same Eastern Gate. He rides through that gate and they're throwing palm branches and coats in front of him. Matthew 21 says that Jesus begins to weep over the city of Jerusalem. Imagine celebration and weeping, crying and laughing. There's all this Hosanna, but Jesus' heart is breaking as he looks over Jerusalem. Why? Because people are lost. People are lost. Today, I just want you to know the Lord's looking for you. God set you up for this service so you could come home. This Holy Week, you could give your heart back to the Lord. Rededicate your life to Christ. Nobody's looking around. I can't pray this prayer for you, but I can lead you in a prayer of surrender today. So if you need to do that, would you just pray along with me out loud? Everybody praying, say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. I believe God raised you from the dead that I can have everlasting life. Come on, say it like you mean it. So forgive me of my sins. I repent. My shame, my guilt, my sin, my mistakes. I give you my whole life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Make me brand new. In Jesus' name. And everybody shout a big amen. Come on, do you receive the word of the Lord today? Oh yeah.
Thank you for joining us today. And a special thanks to those of you who give generously to this ministry. You know, it's because of you that we're able not only to bring this message to you, but we're able to offer hope and life to the San Antonio Hill Country and beyond. So if you'd like to give today, you can visit cityhillstx.com right now. And if this message blessed you, why don't you click subscribe or share this message with your friends on your socials. I pray it's a blessing to others in your world. Thanks again for listening today. God bless you.